Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner literally steps away. His consciousness is split. As many times as he does this, it's always new. He knows what to expect, but each time is slightly different. Dear ones, this is channeling as he does it. And as we've said before, there is no generic way to channel. A human being opens themselves up, and it can come out in song. Greatest paintings that you ever saw and experienced and felt, enjoyed, have been channeled. The greatest melodies of the planet channeled. The beautiful sculptures that you see that speak to you have been channeled. And so it comes out in so many different ways. But even those who do what you hear now are different, one to the other. Some humans must be literally taken out of consciousness, therefore they remember nothing. Then there's my partner who was asked to remain, and because he did, it took him longer to understand what is being said, to cognize it, and to check for its integrity. Dear ones, this morning I gave a message, and I must tell those who did not hear it why they're not hearing it. The message was for you in the room. Some of you have already decided why, and there's some truth in this. Let us just say personal messages were delivered in ways that were accepted and understood. It wasn't necessary to record them. But some principles were put forward that we wish to review for those who are hearing this message. It's a principle that many have not heard, and I want to add something else to it. But before I go any further, I want to tell you that in this room, in this place, what happened this morning is still happening. There is messages being delivered to those that need to hear them and feel them. No accidents did bring you to the chairs. You know that. Long after you leave this place, this can continue. There's a linearity in your thinking that says you've come to an event, and when it's over, it's over. That the channeler leaves, but I'd like to tell you what remains. The connection remains. If you have made a connection this day and have felt something different this day that was pleasant to you, that was compassionate to you, that felt like home to you, you have made a connection with Spirit, not with the channeler. And when he leaves, long after he leaves, the connection remains. We have said this so often, but you need to hear that in this room. You're never alone. Never. An entourage is always with you, literally. It's the same one that always was. But if you made a connection, you're feeling it more. A little while ago, we started talking about something in physics which is also very spiritual. We talked about something called the field. Now, this has been known in physics by many names, and we'll say yet again that those who would use the word entrainment or even entanglement only have a piece or a part of the story of something that is very real and that plays a bigger part than ever in the new energy on this planet. The field is what we jokingly called physics with an attitude. You would expect there to be a balance in physics. Yes, no, and the answer is yes. You would expect physics and biology to work together in harmony always to create things that work. And the answer is yes. You also know that there is a specific kind of harmony that happens, a symbiosis between the very elements of nature and physics. If you try to disturb one, it disturbs all. Very difficult for humanity to ever balance something that has gone out of balance because they did it. And so already you know that nature then craves a certain system of balance, and it achieves it, whether humans are here or not. So there's a system. You know there's a system. But the field is something that you might even say is above and beyond it. And the field is starting to present itself on this planet in a greater way because of the shift. When you've made this shift, dear humanity, it's almost like you've made a statement, I'm staying. There's an evolution process that starts to occur. We've discussed it over and over. But in this process, there is a catalyst that starts to occur. A catalyst in physics that actually cooperates with that which you are doing and that which is happening to you now. We said earlier, the wind is at your back in this new energy. It's more than that. Physics is involved in a way to the light worker, to the old soul. You can start to feel this. It's the field as defined is something that wishes to create harmony. It pushes things together to create harmony. In a way that you may even say that that's not really fair, because physics is supposed to be something that's absolute, and here you have a physical attribute that tries to connect things. Dear ones, this is no different than Mother Nature, of Gaia. It really isn't. It's another kind of symbiotic relationship, only this one is the human being to the creative source. Something that pushes things together, that makes them work differently, that opens doors and avenues. It's called the field. We'll talk more and more about this, but it's evident and obvious. But it's starting to create different things than you expect. The first is a review of this morning for those who are not here. I started to tell you that there are reasons why human beings live in areas of this planet that have not seen war. If you take a look at where most of the channelers have come from in the last 25 years, it will be land that did not see war. Because the crystalline grid of this planet remembers what humans do. And so those who find places to live all over this planet that are fresh, that have had no layers and layers of drama and war and death and sorrow, are literally sitting on virgin land. And that creates something that now the field is using. Many are called to certain areas all over the planet and wonder why they're called there. And it doesn't matter what the temperature is. You come to a place and you feel this is your place. And this is where you stay. And a certain kind of consciousness that will come to a place of this nature all over the planet will create something that I want to talk about. My partner was recently in a place called Patagonia. Beautiful. Untouched. Very few people. But the ones who live there will stay there. And they say there is no other place like it. And they're called there. Even some of them live alone there. There are other places just like this, where there have been no wars. There's been no mass destruction and layers of history. And it's clean. And they feel it. It's more allied with Gaia and nature than any other places on the planet. And they're all over. Now, this is for those of you who are listening, who live in some of these places and wonder why you're there. We've talked about this in the deserts. We've talked about this all over the planet where these kinds of places exist. There's something happening to you. If you live in one of these places, I will tell you something. In this new energy, because of the field, there is a connection with all of humanity. Those of you who are old souls are connected to others who are old souls. But there are so many old souls in places that are not pristine, who are not fresh. I think of those in the Middle East. On either side of the situation. And they sit upon land that is always ripe with trouble. Layer after layer, as far down as they dig, they find other cities that were conquered, that were taken. What chance do they have when they go into a meditative state to feel that, which is what others feel when they're on land that has had no issues? And I'll tell you, for the first time, the field is harmonizing them together. They can go into a meditative state and they can feel the absolute beauty, pristine freshness, the virginity of the land, the connection with Gaia, and they're not even there. And the reason is because those who are in those places are transmitting it to them. So if you live in one of these places, anywhere on the planet, you know you're in one or not. You are then being what I'll call a lighthouse, a transmitter, for what you have to what they don't have so that they can have it. And they can feel the connection to Gaia, and they can feel the peace that not as perhaps not where they sit. This is important for you to know. This is fairly new. For the field has always been there. But in this new energy past 2012, it is one of the physical attributes of Gaia that is beginning to shift. The shift not only is occurring naturally because you made the shift, but it's being triggered by the nodes and the nulls. That is the trigger for Gaia. We have discussed this before, what they do with the crystalline grid. We've discussed it before as they come online. They will then align the planet to do what it now is supposed to do with you. Gaia is really involved here, more than ever before. So I say this to those who wish to sit and feel the pristineness and the beauty of Gaia, and they're in a place that doesn't have it. They're in a difficult place, in the middle perhaps of a city, a big city, where even when you go to a park, you know that underneath it there are tubes with trains, and you're not connected. There's mechanics all around. There are magnetic fields interfering with your very life. How are they ever going to feel the pristineness and the beauty of Gaia? And I will say to them, just tune in. Because there are transmitters and lighthouses all over this planet living in these areas that are so beautiful and so connected and so pristine and so virgin, connected with Mother Nature in a way that is beautiful and solid and forever. And I invite them to feel it. That's just one of the new things. Old souls are starting to transmit to each other. Now, you shouldn't be surprised that these kinds of things are happening. There's another one as well. Difficult to talk about this. It has to do with human nature, personalities, bad habits, old habits, fears. Let me ask you, anyone listening right now, how do you talk to others? What's the natural, neutral point? Not those in the room. I ask this audience who is listening now. And you would say, well, I have to be a little forceful to get what I need, because I live in a difficult place. And so I approach things perhaps with a little more aggressive than most people do. And I would say to you, does that mean you're unkind to them? And that person may say, well, I don't mean to, but sometimes they say I am. But this is the only way I can get what I need. And I say, really? Because something is going to happen. And I want to tell you what it is. Because of the field. Dear ones, for many years I have said that this new energy, there can be no more fence sitting. And what I mean by that is you cannot claim to be one thing and then go out and be another. It has many names, but the fence sitter is the best. You don't want to listen. Necessarily commit to the esoteric things when the channel is over. It's how you treat the waiter who comes to your table when you have dinner. It's how you treat those on the road who cut you off. It's what you say about others when they're not there. Now, you might say, well, it's good advice, and thank you, Cryan, and I'll be more kind. That's not what I'm telling you. I would like to tell you there is something going on. You see, the field wants harmony. It tries to put things together, and it's starting to increase its effect. The field is all around you. You listen to Cryon, perhaps. You've been to meetings, perhaps. And you've heard everything that I have had to say about the beauty of compassion and how you're moving into the age of compassion and what compassionate action means and the energies of it and how much easier it's going to be. And you listen and you listen. And then you go out and do whatever you want to. And when somebody is not pleasing to you, you're unkind and cutting to them. It's the only way you've lived before, perhaps. Perhaps insulting people gets your results. And you'll come back then and listen to Cryon. Feel very good. You're very spiritual until you leave the house. It isn't going to work anymore. And let me tell you why. Dear ones, the field wants to create harmony and put things together. And if the field cannot put things together, those things that it would put together become more unbalanced than they ever have before. How would you like to age faster and die quicker? If that's what you want, then continue, fence sitter, because your very cellular structure will be rejected by the field. And what that truly means is that unbalance in your chemistry will result from unbalance in your personality. This is so profound, and you don't even know what's happening. And what you have perhaps done, some of you, not those in this room, some of you listening to this, where you felt just fine to be spiritual when you wanted to and then go out and then be angry or have drama or be insulting, I will tell you that the ones who have learned compassion will live a lot longer than you do. And how does that make you feel? It is here in front of you. Right now, things are happening we told you might happen if you passed the marker when I got here 26 years ago, and they're happening. And one of them is this: you cannot sit on the fence. You either are connected in some way to spirit with intent, or you're not, and you can't pretend. You can't pretend. Your body knows. This is not a punishment. It is a system. It's a system of beauty. It wants to harmonize that which you do and is ready to help. There are those who said, well, I'd like to do this. I'd like to harmonize, but I've had a whole life of a habit. This is just the way I work. Here's what I want to tell you. That with your intent and your affirming that you are going to change into a more compassionate person, the field will be right there. It's going to be the wind behind your back. You're going to find yourself thinking about things different, looking at others different, using different words. You're going to find you have more energy. You're going to feel your cellular structure healing when it never did before. Sores on your body will heal up faster. Did you know that? This is real. Hair will grow faster. Nails will grow faster. Did you know that? And the reason is because there is a harmony here that hasn't been here in a very long time. How would you like to take everything that I have said through the years and apply it finally to a persona that you are, so that you become a more compassionate person, slower to anger? All of this is possible because the field is on your side. Think of it as a magnificent angelic presence who is ready to help you with everything that you're asking to become more compassionate, more master-like. I already told you the results. It's not just that you're going to live longer. People will notice. People around you, if you're young enough, your children will notice. May I say this? Even animals will notice. They'll come to you when they didn't before, because now you emanate on your Merkaba a pattern which is totally different than the pattern that it was before. No anger, very little drama. You emanate peace. You invite compassion. Dear ones, I would not give you this information if it were not so. I want you to get ready for more of this. It's starting to happen on the planet, but especially I speak to old souls who want to be fence sitters. Come and enjoy the energy, leave and do what you want. There is a reckoning for that. And some of you will feel it. And you'll wonder why you're so tired so often. It's time to come into alignment with the creative source that is all through your body. It is here for you and always has been. The easiest thing you could do was to relax and find the compassion that has always been there. These are the things that I wish to tell you today. These are the things that need to be said. This is what is happening in the shift. You're going to see it. In so many ways, you can watch it as well. For even those on the planet that are not invested in spirituality will have the same result. Those who are unkind will bring unkindness. They will bring unbalance. They will manifest their own demise. Those who are gracious and compassionate will attract that which is beautiful and works. Watch for it. There used to be that it was neutral. There are those who would say, how could that person exist and be so ugly to other people? How can they sleep at night? You've heard that before. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Those days are over. They won't sleep at night. They will create their own demise. There's now a payoff because there's more light on this planet than there ever has before, and this field of harmony is starting to invade everything. It's almost like the beauty of Mother Nature is starting to affect humanity and expect the same thing. Symbiotic systems that work with compassion and beauty. It's going to change human nature. And we've said that before as well. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, congratulating you on the shift. And so it is.